This is for a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Salamu alaikum and welcome to For a Better Life on IRIB English Radio. And this is your host, Sister Zeenat. Today's interesting topic is istidraj. What does that mean? It's an Arabic word. It means drawing near. That means including as Allah's plan. You know, let's talk about it. At time, the respite, you know, granted by Allah, which we have been talking about last time, that Allah doesn't punish the person immediately after sinning. He gives them a time, which is known as respite, which is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah bestows his blessing upon a person who has sinned, so that he may feel ashamed of himself and makes amend. Instead, the person often develops more sin. Sometimes it can happen. Some unfortunate people are mentioned in the following verse of the Quran in Surah Araf, which says, "And as to those who reject a communication, we draw them near to destruction by degrees from whence they know not." You know, it is recorded in one of the book, authentic book, which says, when Allah wishes good for a person and he commits a sin, Allah involves him in a difficulties so that he may become aware that the cause of his problem is his own sin. He can then repent of it immediately. When Allah wishes to punish a person who commits a sin, he gives them a new form of blessing so that he may be dazzled by the blessing and ignore repentance. This is what Allah mentions in the ayat. So now we have been talking about istidra over here. So which says that if we are involved in any kind of a sin, Allah actually gives us time. Sometimes we realize it immediately. Sometimes Allah has to make us indulge in some kind of difficulty, in problem. While we are going through that problem, we realize our problems. We realize the sins that we have done and we repent. And this is actually a kind of a blessing, you know. And Allah forgives us sin when we ask for forgiveness. So a life is full of tests, you know. As dear listeners, if you are just listening to this, if we think about a life, the way we have lived, you know, and we keep thinking, why did this happen to me after I have been working so hard? Why did I lose my job? Why was I not able to get the visa so that I get into that kind of a country and do this kind of a stuff? You know, so many things that happened in a life has happened. We have to think about it. Is this the result of some kind of a sin that we have done in our life? Does Allah want me to realize something? You know, we do realize, if you look at a 10 years of a life, you know, 10 years of a life, if we just, you know, look back, we can think of many things, you know. That time we actually don't realize it, but after that we realize, yes, that time I did not realize it, but now I realize Allah wanted me to realize my mistakes. That's the reason Allah did not accept my du'as. And that was best for me. That's actually some kind of blessing. So when Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam was asked the meaning of istidraj, he replied, when a person commits a sin, he is given respite, a time to realize, and a new blessing. Then when he fails to repent, he is slowly led towards destruction, which is bad, about which he is heedless. This is known as istidraj and Allah's plan. Allah is again planning for us to realize that you have been sinned. You have sinned. Do not do that, which is very bad for you later on. So ask for forgiveness. Repent. It is also related from Amirul Mu'mineen that he said, certainly those who are given an increase in wealth and property by Allah should not think anything, but that is istidraj. They should not be fearless of Allah's plan because calm precedes storm. Now, this is a very, very strong point. You know, we all pray for good health, good wealth, especially good wealth. You know, people love to become millionaires.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves, we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact, our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact, our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Imam Ali says, if Allah is giving you property and wealth, this is actually istidraj. This is actually Allah wants to test you in this way. Allah wants to make you realize many things over here so that you ask for forgiveness. If you do not ask for forgiveness, you are getting into destruction over here, which is actually not good. Sometimes Allah is going to give you everything in this world, because in hereafter, after life, after death, you're not going to get anything. And this is not good. You know, so we have to believe in all these things. You know, we have to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. We have to have mercy, believe in and hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, these two things have to go along with each other. While we know that Allah is merciful and gracious, Allah is also a punisher. If Allah says, do not do this, do not steal people's right, do not steal the orphan, do not disrespect people, whether small or bad, do not show your anger, especially on the oppressed one, you know, do not be the oppressor. There is a reason behind this. If you do that, maybe people are neglecting you because people do not care about you, but your deeds will come back. You know, an oppressor and Hitler don't have to be, only Hitler is not an example of being an oppressor. An oppressor can be anyone. We can have like 10 bugs in our pocket and we can be an oppressor, you know. An employer can be an oppressor. The principal can be an oppressor. The head of the house can be an oppressor. The big brother can be an oppressor. While you have some kind of power in your hand, position in your hand, while you're taking the power and position in granted, you can be an oppressor. For example, you have servant and maid coming in your house, trying to work their living, and you are the employer, you can mistreat that person. You can think the day is gone, no one is going to come and help the poor person because it's okay. But that time is going to come back to you in such a way that's going to take your blessing. So over here, Allah can give you a chance for you to do tawbah, repentance. If you don't realize, Allah can put a destruction on you to make you realize. And if you don't realize, that's a very bad thing. So every day-to-day action we have to realize, because being a Muslim doesn't just mean just we are just have to offer a salat or fasting, go for hajj and do for ziyarat, or spend some money on, you know, the marasims or the... you know, about for Imam Hussein, mourning for Imam Hussein. But that's not enough. It's more than that. It's about the way we behave with people in day-to-day life. Just let's think about it. Where do we go? Do we go to college or school? Do we go to work? Are we dealing with our relatives? Are we dealing with a friend? And how are we even on WhatsApp? I would like to come on the point where people are mostly on Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, social media. You know, especially on the Facebook, I would like to point on this. Mostly people are showing the anger very easily. On face-to-face, they don't. You know, so while you're speaking on social media, it's very easy for people to disrespect each other, you know, show your anger. So remember, every deed is being recorded in the book, and that's going to come back to you. If no one is responding back to you, do not think, you have to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that deed will come back to you. So be very careful how you speak with people. Do not break people's heart on social media. So thank you so much for listening to the interesting topic. It was all about fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay tuned for another exciting topic. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
It's all I need.
all I need.
Love is all I need.
All I need.
Love is all I need.
Oh, 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 oh.
Your love is all I need. To be all I need. And I know that you see how much you need. You mean to me, 'cause your love is all I need. To be all I can be, I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.